Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This is Internet Marketing with Daniel Rolls, Episode 9, Affiliate Marketing. Good morning, Mr. Daniel Rolls.
Morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you very much. Good. We're talking about affiliate marketing, are we not?
We are, that's true. It's causing a lot of buzz at the moment because the kind of revenue that it can generate for people, so I thought it would be an interesting one to go through and kind of give people an introduction to.
Okay, so should we start off with a definition of affiliate marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the tricky bit to try and explain to people, just to make it clear how it works. Affiliate marketing, on a basic level, allows you to generate income by providing sales to somebody else's website, or it allows you to provide extra sales to your website. Now, it sounds a little bit complicated, but all it's basically doing, a lot of people have done it for themselves. You can go to Amazon. Amazon will give you a link. You put that link on your website. And when you actually sell that book, you make a little bit of money. You make a very small percentage of that sale. And it's very similar to that, but on a kind of on a wider scale for lots of different websites.
Okay, so it's like sort of teaming up with people that can supply things. And basically, if you help them to sell the thing they're supplying, then you get some of the spoils, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's two ways you can come at it. You've either yourself got a website that you want to generate more sales for. So you're kind of, that would be defined as a merchant. You'd be somebody, you know, that wants to sell something and wants to get more sales. Yep. Or you could be somebody that's got a website, got a kind of website that's getting lots of traffic, and it might be about, you know, could be a website that's on any topic. And you think that you can sell somebody's product through that website by linking through to them. And then you'll make some money yourself and kind of generate some revenue from that website.
Okay, so how does it normally work in practice then?
Well, the key thing is you've got those two people, and they kind of, you think, well, how do they link together, and how do you handle all the payments, and how do you know when a sale's gone through, and all that kind of thing. There's these things called affiliate networks.
Yeah.
An affiliate network will link up merchants and affiliates. So, for example, say you've got a website and you sell some widget of some description. You go on there, you'd register your website, you put in all about your product, what the offering was. And then you'd think about what percentage you could offer people. So you'd have to look at your margins and what you can afford to do. But, you know, depending very much on the cost of the product itself, you can offer anything from a couple of percent up to 10, 15% per sale of the value of that item. You then would then put up some banners, some ads, some creative that people can put onto their website. Then when people click on that on their website, it comes through to your site and you make a sale. The affiliate network will track all of these transactions, give you an account, and you can see how many sales you've made and where those sales have come from.
Yeah.
The other way around of looking at it, obviously, is if you're an affiliate, you've got a website that has lots of traffic, but you want to make some money from it, you can go to one of these affiliate networks, and you can see a huge list of websites that sell all different things, and you think, okay, my website is all about London, for example.
Yeah.
You might then see a company that advertises jobs in London. So you think, okay, well, that's great. That's something I can sell through my website. I'm going to put those ads up on my site in the right place, the bit that's about careers and jobs. You put their banners and things up. When people click on that, you make a percentage of whatever sale they have on their website.
Okay.
And when I'm talking about that kind of thing, when it's about jobs and services as well, it can work for services as well as just items you're selling.
Now, you mentioned affiliate network here because, I mean, I've dabbled in affiliate marketing. And when people say affiliate marketing to me, I kind of think of people perhaps like maybe Amazon, or, you know, people where you can put their banner on your website and if they click and buy a book and it and you know, Google AdSense, that kind of thing. But you're saying that there's kind of independent networks that sort of bring sort of sellers and and sort of, sorry, affiliates and merchants together. Is that what you're
saying? Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I give you a couple now, if you want to jot these down, there's affiliatefuture.co.uk.
Affiliatefuture. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a UK-based one. That's particularly good, but they do worldwide. But I mean, it's particularly good for UK customers.
Mm-hmm.
Tradedoubler.com, which is international but quite US-based.
It's all one word, tradedoubler.com, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And then you've got affiliatewindow.com. All three of those are excellent websites that will link up merchants and kind of affiliates. I mean, the thing about all of this affiliate marketing, the great thing about it is that if you've got a website, you sell something, we've talked about pay-per-click advertising. Well, mm-hmm. the joy of this is that you're not paying for people just to come to your website. You're actually only paying when you make a sale.
Yeah.
So you're only going to pay something apart from whatever your kind of your setup is and all your, you know, your monthly fee for your account is when you've actually made a sale. Now, the cost of that sale is going to be a bit more than obviously if you're just paying for a click. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's very, very easy to track through. Okay, I make 40% margin. I can afford to give, you know, 10% of that margin away. That's what I'll offer. If you're making sales from that, then you've got a good return on investment straight away.
That's right. If they just build these margins into the prices, then they're that's the thing to do, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, that's precisely it. I mean, it's a really good way of making sales. The key thing is, though, that it does take some work and it does take some time to get it working properly.
Mm-hmm. So what's involved then, exactly?
Well, at the end of the day, I think the practical sides of it, you know, you go and you set this account up, whichever way you're coming from it. There's mm-hmm. a couple of tips that we should kind of, we should just put in here. If you're an affiliate and you want to generate sales from your website and, you know, you want to make some money from your website by generating sales for other people's sites, basically. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that your site is ranking well in the search engine so you're getting a lot of traffic. So the key thing, if you're going to do anything, you've got a website, your search engine optimization skills are going to be really, really important.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a website that's ranking really high, for example, as we said earlier on, jobs in London, that's going to generate a lot of traffic. Whatever it is you're selling, you need to focus in on that. The other thing is, you might not have an existing website. You might build a website particularly to generate traffic for this merchant. So you might think, well, I can build a really good website that's all about, you know, push bikes, for example. So you might build a website all about bikes, and that will then create traffic. You'll then put some banners on for various different bike companies, and you'll kind of make some money from yourself that way. But if you build these websites and it's getting traffic, you need to keep optimizing for search engines, get it higher and higher in search engines, get more and more traffic. The more traffic mm-hmm. you get, the more likely you are to get links through to these sites you're advertising. So that's the key skill for affiliates, I think. Building good quality sites and your search engine optimization skills.
Yeah.
For merchants, what you need to consider is that you've got all these affiliates that are trying to sell your products for you. You need to really nurture those relationships.
Right.
So it's very important to actually look who your merchants are, who's registered for your program, who's registered for your kind of account,
mm-hmm.
and then actually kind of contact them by email and say, look, we see your website's about this particular topic. Could we create some additional banners for you? Is there anything specific that you need? And then as time goes on, you'll see that certain affiliates are generating most of your income. And it's that kind of 80-20 rule that about 20% of your affiliates are going to create about 80% of the income from the program. Yeah. So you need to really nurture those and, you know, give them what they need. And if they're doing really well, say, well, if you get above a certain percentage of sales or a certain number of sales, will give you an increased percentage of the value of that sale. So you're kind of, you're targeting and encouraging those affiliates to do more work on your behalf. And in return, they're getting extra support. So I think it's very important just to remember that.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, if you're a merchant, if you're the one supplying the services, you have to build these relationships up. Now, how does the affiliate network come into this? Does that promote that, or does it simply introduce merchants and affiliates and then sort of leave it to them?
It introduces them. You can register for, you know, if you're an affiliate, you can register for merchant program. The merchant can look at the list of all the people that are registered for that program,
mm-hmm.
and they can look at their websites and, you know, decide if they want to work with them or not. The key thing that the affiliate does, as you say, is link them together, but it also tracks all the payments. So what will happen is that the merchant and the affiliate will have code on their website, which is given from the affiliate network. It's very simple to put in place.
Yeah.
And that will track how many sales and where they've come from. So the merchant can go in and see where all his sales are coming from and which affiliates are working for him. And vice versa, the affiliate can go in and say, okay, well, I've registered this program and I've sold, you know, 10 sales are coming from my website today. So this is what money I'm being paid for it. Now, different websites deal with it differently, but generally you'll get paid at the end of the month. You can either get direct transfer or paid by check.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all automated, so there's no real problem between not really trusting a website if they're going to pay you or not. So
this is the beauty, isn't it? Because once you've got those figures, once you know sort of how much money you're making, you can literally predict, I would imagine, if you know what, well, I'm going to get so much traffic, yeah. I can literally predict I'm going to make this much money.
Completely. And I think the other thing is as well that there's, you can see ways of improving it. If you say, okay, I'm getting, for a merchant seeing, well, I'm getting 20 sales a month from this person, there's obviously some potential there. What else can I do for them to improve it? And the other way around as well, the affiliate can say, okay, well, I'm generating 20 sales from my website this week. What else could I do to my site to improve that? How can I get higher in the search engine, just generate more traffic?
Yeah.
So there's lots of things each site can do to really boost it. But yes, you can start to predict what kind of level of sales you're going to get. There'll obviously be all the normal things like the seasonal changes and what have you. But
yeah,
it's a great way of generating sales to your website and actually generating some income from your website.
Now, what about looking at it from the kind of aspect of the business? Because, I mean, if you're an affiliate or you're considering being an affiliate, I guess you have to think quite carefully about who you're going to affiliate with, depending on what you do. I mean, I guess these decisions are quite important, aren't they?
They are. I mean, you need to match what your website does to whatever you're trying to sell very, very closely, because otherwise you're just not going to get the sales. The key thing to do is absolute relevance. So, as I said, you could, example, have a website all about computers. Yeah. Now, a computer's website, there might be an affiliate program that sells monitors. Now, those two could link up. The problem is that that's going to be a small percentage of people that are going to that website to look for monitors. If you were to have a website all very, very, very specifically about monitors, you're going to generate a lot more sales. So you just got to think about things like that. The two need to match up well. There needs to be a really good match there.
But I guess you don't want to be sending people to your competition either, do you?
No, that's the other thing as well. I mean, you need to make sure that you've targeted who you're trying to... You need to take a step back at the beginning, basically.
Yeah.
And to say, okay, what am I looking to actually achieve here? Who would work most closely and match with me? And just look at it from that perspective.
Daniel, just before we go, how can people contact you?
They can get hold of us at info@academyinternet.com or they can see our website at www.academyinternet.com, all one word in both cases. Or they can alternatively give us a phone. If you're in the UK, it's 01273 733 433. And outside the UK, it's 441273 733 433.
Splendido. And next week we're talking about...
It'll be podcast next week.
Oh,
I'm going to be in the hot seat, aren't I?
We're interviewing me, aren't you? We're going to turn it around next week, and I think I'll be interviewing Andy, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, isn't that something to look forward to, folks? Thanks for listening, folks, and don't forget to press that subscribe button. And please leave a comment in iTunes as well, if you can. Hopefully a good one. And we'll see you next time. Have a great week from Internet Marketing. Internet Marketing was brought to you by summitsolutions.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.